This is the old Trailblazer broadcast, First Baptist Church of Algiers, and this is Pastor Albert Pendarva speaking, inviting you to stay tuned now for another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message we call the old Trailblazer. And now let me give you just a little information about the old Trailblazer. We're just an old country boy the Lord picked up and saved. I'm the pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, and where Pastor L.R. Shelton was the founder and the pastor here for about 45, 50 years. And he's gone on to be with the Lord. And now he's given me the grace to stay here and stand here. Pastor Shelton was the original old Trailblazer. And we have some old tapes that he made many years ago. If some of you are interested in those, write me and let me know. But we're bringing you Thus Saith the Lord day in and day out. We have the Voice of Truth broadcast here every Sunday morning across this nation. And then we have the Worship Hour and the Sunday School every Sunday morning. Let me give you information about that. If you have the internet capacity, now you can hear the worship service and the Bible School on our website, which is radiomissions.org. And if you go there, you can hear audio of the Bible School and also the Worship Hour. Then, if you want to hear it over the radio portion, the streaming is www.wlno.com. That's the old Trailblazer every morning, 8:45 to 9 o'clock. You can hear there at www.wlno.com. If all these numbers and dots and coms get you confused, you write me and I'll send you this information on paper where you can have it there in front of you. My mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. We're bringing you a series of studies now. We have been for quite a few days getting started on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I know that not many folks want to go there. Not many folks understand. And surely I don't understand all. But I'm just bringing you Thus Saith the Lord. And we're looking now in the second chapter of Revelation. We're looking there at those seven churches, and at this time we're going to look at Ephesus, the church that left her first love. Now, isn't that a sad commendation about a church? I wonder, what about your church, Pastor? Has it lost its first love? What about your church members? Have they lost their first love? You know, the David cried out after he had sinned that great sin. He didn't say, I'm lost and save me again. No, he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Many of our folks have lost the joy of their salvation, if they ever had any. Many of our churches have lost their first love. They've gone to courting the world, and they're gone to social clubs in the recreation halls, and on Super Bowl Sunday, they close out the service and bring the big televisions into the lobby, and they stay, bring a potluck supper. Do away with the preaching service. And then they have all of these Easter cantatas and Christmas cantatas and all of those things. They've gotten away from their first love. So we're going to look at that church, Ephesus. The Apostle John was a pastor at the church of Ephesus. And we come there now in that second chapter. It begins the second division of the book of Revelation. In Revelation 1:19, we find the divine division of the book of Revelation. First, write the things which thou hast seen, which composes the first chapter. Then write the things which are. This is the seven letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor found in the second and third chapters. Then write the things which shall be after, which begins the fourth chapter and includes the remainder of the book. So you see the divisions there are very readily recognized. These seven letters, which we may call Christ's love letters to his churches, they were recorded in chapters 2 and 3, and they are a description of the church history during the age of grace. These were seven distinct local New Testament churches, and the description given of these churches was the exact conditions of those churches in John's day. But they also describe seven distinct periods of church history during the church age. As we study each one of these letters, I want you to notice the increasing imperfections of the church until the church age closes with the open apostasy in the church of Laodicea. The first church, Ephesus, left her first love. In the last church, Laodicea, Christ was on the outside looking in. I want you to look at the sad commentary of how the churches have gone to pieces, my friend, from the early church there at Ephesus, then on down to Laodicea. And let's read now the letter that Christ dictated to John to send to the angel of the church of Ephesus. It's quite a few verses, so stay with me if you can. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, "These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works." I want you to listen now. "I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience for all and for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Now this is what the Lord said to write. The Apostle Paul had established the church there at Ephesus. And you will find that record in the 18th, 19th, and 20th chapters of Acts. And this is a most interesting story of the power of the preaching of the gospel and how far-reaching it was. It'll be worth our time, yours and mine, to turn there and read. Now, this letter, all seven letters are addressed unto the angel. That's the messenger, the pastor of the church, whether you know it or not. God leads a church through the pastor, and he holds the pastor responsible for the condition of that church. We preachers today are responsible for the condition of our churches. Now, my friend, I know I'm fully aware of a lot that goes on today in our modern day churches. And I know things that will make your hair stand on your head. I have a little book here that Pastor Shelton wrote many years ago called Pastoral Authority. It's Pastoral Authority. It's a free booklet, and it sets forth the obligations, the responsibilities, the privileges, the place of the pastor in the modern day church. I believe it will make some preachers' hair stand on their head to let them see how far off they have gotten out of the will of God by allowing women preachers to stand in their pulpits and preach. And you say, "Oh, trailblazer, you meddling now. You're gone to meddling now. What about these gracious women preachers?" My friend, the Lord, we have gracious women, but they're not allowed to preach. They're commanded to keep silent. Oh, I get into a lot of hot water, but I'm praising the Lord that he gives me grace to take a stand. And we're going to continue to do that day by day. We're going to take a stand. And I know here in this church, in the bookstore where I meet many, many preachers, they have preachers on every corner, they have church on every corner here in New Orleans, and Protestant churches. And I know that I get into some lively discussions with some of the ladies that come in here, the women. And I was talking to a woman one day, and she called herself pastor or minister so-and-so. And I said, "Well, you know, the Bible refutes that you can be a pastor of a church." And she got pretty uptight about it. And she began to tell me about Deborah and all of those things. And I was talking kindly to her and trying to show her how that the apostle wrote that not to usurp authority over the man and those things, and that the woman has a place in the church, but not to teach and not to usurp the authority. And this old gentleman came in, sainted looking old man preacher. I knew he was a preacher. And he comes slowly walking by. He was up in his late 70s, early 80s. And I said, "Pastor, would you tell this lady that the Lord does not allow women to preach? That the Bible says it's not right for a woman to preach. And it's so plain. And he looked at me and he said, good God Almighty, if we didn't have these godly women, we wouldn't have nothing. Now, my friend, this is a man who calls himself a pastor of a church. But if you want to all get straightened out on that, I know I have men call me from out in radio audience. And they say, Pastor, I go to a church where they call a woman to preach. What am I supposed to do? I said, get out as quick as you can. Get out. You can't put her out because of, evidently she's got the voice of authority there. But you get out as quick as you can. And he said, well, I don't know what you're. I said, stay home. Read your Bible. Call me. Write me. I'll send you tape messages that you can stay home and listen to. But don't sit under no woman preacher. Now, my friend, I tell you one thing. It's not hard to understand. It's not hard to believe, to look at where the Lord says it's against everything that the God stands for. And I tell you again, the woman has a place in the home, in the church. There's a place, but she's not to usurp authority. And if you write me, I'll send you that little book. So let's get back to our study now. And we were looking at where the pastor is responsible for the church. The Lord Jesus Christ, standing there as judge, introduced himself to the pastor of this church as he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, he that walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Now, that's how the Lord Jesus Christ introduced himself to the apostle. You'll notice that he introduced himself to each of those churches in some manner in which he appeared unto John in the same manner. Or in some manner, it was a fit selection that he made of introducing himself to this church as the one who holdeth the seven stars. The stars refers to the pastor in the midst of his hand, in his right hand, as the one who walketh in the midst of the seven golden lampstands or the churches, beholding the church in its activity and discerning every point of departure from him. When we behold this church, we see the true church order was maintained. The ministry was in its rightful place, and outwardly everything seemed as it should be. We cannot detect one flaw or one failure in the organization of the church, in its work, or in its attitude. It seemed to be everything as it should be. Now, we're going to look at that a little more in our next study about the condemnation. He says, but I have somewhat against thee. And we're going to take that up in our next study. But let me remind you again of that little book, Pastoral Authority. If you write me, I'll be glad to send it to you free and postpaid. Won't cost you a penny. It'll set forth, Pastor, maybe you're a young pastor out there, just graduated from the seminary and holding your first pastorate out there, and you got problems in your church. You're going to have problems. And I'll tell you first thing, preach the gospel. I tell some young preachers here, put a broomstick up your backbone and preach hell off the cross. And they say, well, I'll do like you do, Trevor, I'll lose my church. They'll put the rollers under me. I said, well, put your suitcase down by your pulpit, preach hell off the cross, and pick up your suitcase and walk out the front door and slam it and tell them to go to hell for the trouble. The Lord will give you something else to do. If he wants you to preach, he'll give you somebody to preach to. If not, he'll give you a job digging taters. Remember the old Trailblazer address? The old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.